This afternoon, I am glad that I can be here to serve our God here at True Light.
今天下午我非常高兴能够来真光来侍奉我们的主。
So let me say good afternoon, everyone.
午安，弟兄姊妹。
So good to see you all. May God's peace be with you.
非常高兴看到你，但愿神的平安与你们同在。
Now, in case you're wondering, no, I did not lose my job. I'm not unemployed.
或许你在想说我是不是失业了？
No, the story is, it goes like this. All right, there are about 30 men from our church that are doing this movement, this shave it or save it campaign.
我们教会有30个弟兄在有一个活动，就是。 你要不然就是把它都胡子都刮了，要不然就是你留下来。
So in the month of November, we would not shave, right? We would not shave, but we would save to give toward the cause of the poor and needy.
所以11月份呢，我们大家都决定好不刮胡子，但是我们要把它省下来，把save the beard.
Not save money.
把钱省下来，要周济那些贫穷的人。
For example, recently the nation of Somalia suffered the worst drought in 60 years.
最近在Somalia这个国家，现在就是有这60年来最大的一个干旱。
So drought, think about it. Drought means famine, right? Drought means no water, no crops, no food.
什么时候你有干旱，你就有饥荒，因为没有任何的农作物的生产。
And report indicates that 13 million people are affected by it.
他们说有1,300万人没有
affected by this.
被这个干旱来影响。
And the United Nations just came out with a report that 75,000 people are on the brink of death because of the lack of food, clean water, and medical attention.
联合国有一个报告说，大概75,000人在濒临死亡，因为他们没有食物，没有水。
And if you look at the pictures, things don't look good.
如果你看到这些报道、这些图画，你会发现说，状况并不是那么乐观。
You know, not shaving like this does not look good either.
就像我这样不刮胡子，看起来也不怎么样。In
fact, it's just downright ugly.
事实上看起来非常难看。Every
morning I wake up and I shock myself.
每天早上我起来看到照镜子的时候，都把自己吓了一跳。None
of my girls like it. Daddy, you forgot to shave again this morning?
我所有的女儿都说，爸爸，你今天早上又忘了刮胡子嘛。I
try to kiss them. They're like, no, no.
我什么时候要亲他们，就说 no, no, 不要。
It's ugly.
因为真的很难看。
But see, not shaving reminds people of our church that there are a lot of ugly things under our noses.
但是不刮胡子却提醒了我们跟我们教会许多的人，有这个世上有太多丑陋的事情。
So something fun we're doing at our church is that there are two groups of people.
所以在我们教会呢，有两组的人。
One group of people, they're donating towards the fund, the Shave It Fund.
有一群的人呢，他们就是来负责来捐款。
And one group of people, they're donating to the Save It Fund. Save It.
Okay. 那另外一组的人就是负责他们不刮胡子。
So if we get more donation from the Shave It Fund, then we will all shave it. Everybody will shave our beard and mustache at the end of November. But if the Save It group wins, then we will have to save our beard and our mustache until New Year's. So that's the story. That's why I'm unshaven. And I hope that it will remind me, right, myself, my family, the people around me, our church, that this is a time of blessing, a time where we celebrate, a time of rejoicing, a time of consuming and eating.
所以这个其实就提醒我自己，我个人、我的家庭跟我的教会，当在这个季节的里面，我们都在庆祝，我们在畅欢，我们在饮用许多的食物。
But there are a lot of people that are suffering and starving and in need that we also need to pay attention to.
但世界上有许多其他的角落的人正在受这些贫困的苦。
And we could be a blessing, God. Channel of God's blessing to them.
So, it's
been a while since I came, so I want to keep you up to date to what's going on in my family.
And I want to
show you some pictures.
要给你看一些的图画。
So, my wife and I, we just had our fifth baby.
我的妻子跟我呢，最近生了我们第五个女儿。
She is 3 months old today.
她今天刚刚好满三个月。
And I know you can't tell, but I am in my 40s.
我相信你绝对看不出来我已经40几岁了。
When people ask me, Pastor Solomon, how are you doing?
所以当人问我说，哎呀，Solomon牧师，你怎么样啊？最近好吗？
My honest answer is,
what
can I say?
我能够给他们最诚实的答案就是笑一笑。我能说什么呢？
What do you expect, right? You're in your 40s. My wife and I we're in our 40s, and we have a newborn in the house.
你能够期望什么呢？ 我妻子跟我都已经40几岁了，而我们还有个新生儿。
How am I doing?
我最近怎么样？
Barely surviving.
我仅仅存活还有口气儿在。
Now, wouldn't you agree with me that a lot of times we are in this survival mode?
我想可能你们也会同意说，其实很多的时候我们只不过是在生存而已。
And I'm not just talking about physically tiring, but it's the attitude of barely surviving.
我所说的，我所指的不是身体的一个劳累，而是一个心态，只不过是一种生存的心态。No
joy, no excitement, no purpose.
没有喜乐，没有兴奋，也没有目标。Sometimes
we go through life just going from one thing to another.
我们只不过就是这样过日子，一件一件事情把它做成。From
project to project, from deadline to deadline.
去应付一个又一个的专案，希望它能够如期完成。Just
barely surviving.
只不过是在那边生存。As
if someone was to give us a report, a score on how our life is going.
如果说有人要为我们的生活打一个分数的话。And
the result comes back and it says, barely passing.
我们的成绩单说，只不过是刚刚好及格。
Is that good enough?
这样子够好了吗？
No, that's not good. We want an A plus, right?
不，我们都希望能得到甲等。
We want to excel in life.
我们都希望能够超越。
Now, our Maker, God, He doesn't want us to go through this life just barely surviving.
我们的创造主真的不希望我们每天只不过是在这边存活着。But
He wants us to experience a great life.
他希望我们来经历一个大而丰富的生命。The
life that God has intended for us to live is so much greater than just trying to make it through.
神所要赐给我们的生命是超过仅仅的生存。And
I entitled today's message, Living Large.
所以今天我的题目是过一个大而丰富的生活。Because
the Christian life that God has called us to live is so big, is so great, is so huge, is so awesome. And I hope today's message brings some kind of encouragement to all of us, no matter what we're going through, is that we would be reminded the life God has called us to live is so joyful, is so abundant, is so awesome.
我诚心的希望说今天的信息能够成为大家的一个鼓励， 不管今天我们面对什么样的状况， 在什么样的境况里面， 能够被提醒说神所赐给我们的生命， 要我们所活出来的生命是一个大而丰富的生命。
The life, the full life that God wants us to experience is not after life, not just after life, but life right here, right now.
而这个富足跟丰满的生命并不是在身后， 而是在今生。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4.
这个是在创世纪第12章1到4节。
And since only four verses, let's read, open our Bibles and let's read one time in English, and then let's read it in Chinese.
因为只有四节， 所以我们一起来读， 用中文来读， 然后我们一起用英文来读。
English, verse 1.
英文先。
The Lord has said to Abram, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran.
中文，米奇读。 耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、富家，往我所要指示你的地区，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。” 亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。May
God bless the reading of His Word.
但愿神祝福我们读他的话语。So
how do we experience this life of blessing?
所以我们怎么样才能够经历这样一个蒙福的人生呢？
The first thing is by acknowledging God's call in our life.
第一件事情就是要认识并且接受神在我们生命当中的呼召。Now
all of us have heard of the story of Abraham. We've heard it many times.
我们都听过亚伯拉罕的故事许多次了，是不是？
But have we stopped to think about the life of Abraham and just how significant his life was?
但是我们有没有真正的好好来深思来想一想亚伯拉罕的生命它的意义是什么？
Abraham, he was just like an ordinary man like you and I. He has flaws. His life was imperfect, but he was tremendously blessed and used by God.
亚伯拉罕正如你我一般只不过是一个常人， 但是呢，当然他也有他的瑕疵，他有他不完全的地方，可是他却是一个神所大大祝福并且使用的人。Let's
think about, let's appreciate the life of Abraham. He impacted not just his family, but more than his family.
我们来想想说，亚伯拉罕他的一生不仅影响到他自己的家庭，并且远超过他的家庭。He
impacted his community, but not just his community. He impacted his nation, but not just his nation. He impacted the world. People all over the world, think about that. Their lives were impacted by this man, Abraham, his life.
你真的来思考，你会发现全世界许多的人因着亚伯拉罕的生命而受到极大的影响。
And let me give you an example of that.
让我来举一个例子。
Look at this Jeopardy question.
我们来看看这一个游戏的问题。
Now this is a difficult question, so let's make it Bible for 5,000.
这是一个很困难的问题，所以我给你们500分 or 500块。
5,000, all right? So,
5,000 块。
There are three major religions that could trace their origin back to Abraham.
世界上有三个很主要的宗教起源于亚伯拉罕。
Anybody want to give it a try?
要不要试试看这是哪三个宗教？
Christianity, okay.
基督教。
Judaism and Muslim, okay, the answer.
穆斯兰教。
Go back, let's go to the answer. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, what are Christianity, Judaism, and Muslim? Think about it, think about it. These three religions, people who belong to these three major religions, they could trace back and they could say to Abraham, Abba, Father. Abraham, Father Abraham.
凡信这三种宗教的人都会称亚伯拉罕为他们的父。
Now that's a man of greatness.
那这实在是一个相当伟大的人。
By the way, we read about Abram and Abraham. The difference, Abram means father and Abraham means father of many.
圣经上之前他叫亚伯兰，后来叫亚伯拉罕。这中间的差异呢，亚伯兰的意思是父或是父亲。亚伯拉罕的意思是多国的父。
Abraham means daddy.
那亚伯兰意思就是爸爸。
Abraham means big daddy.
那亚伯拉罕意思就是伟大的爸爸。
So see, Abraham, this man, big daddy, man of greatness. But what made his life so great?
那这个这么伟大的父亲到底是什么使他的生命成为一个伟大的生命？
Not because Abraham was great, but because God's call in his life.
并非他的生命的本身是伟大的，而是神的呼召在他的生命里是伟大的。
Abraham, just an ordinary person, just minding his own business, but God's call came to him.
亚伯拉罕只不过是一个常人，他不过是在过自己的日子。忽然间有一天，神的召临到了他。
God says, "I have a mission for your life."
神说，我向着你，我有一个使命要给你。
From now on, you will not live your life according to your purpose, but according to my purpose.
从今天开始，你不再为你自己的目标而追求而生活，但是为着我的旨意而活着。
And from now on, your life is greater.And beyond yourself.
从现在开始，你的生活跟你的生命，会超过你自己。
Today, if you would receive Jesus Christ into your life, today you will have that calling in your life.
今天，如果你是已经把耶稣基督接到你的心里，那么你在你的里面就有那个伟大的呼召。
You are called to live a life not according to yourself, but according to God's purpose.In your life.
你被召来是为神的目的而活着，并非为你自己而活。
And that's why all over the Bible you hear God's command telling His people to go and fulfill His purpose for them.
所以你发现整本的圣经，神在多处多方向着一些人发出呼召，叫他们去。
And just some examples here. Jonah chapter 1 verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach the message that I'm going to give you.
这是一些的例子。神对约拿说，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
Isaiah chapter 6, 8 to 9. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And I said,Here I am, send me. He said, Go and tell my people the message.
以赛亚书六章八到九节说，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？ 我说我在这里，请差遣我。他说你去告诉这百姓说，你们听见，听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。
John chapter 20 verse 17, Jesus after his resurrection, he said to his followers, go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
约翰福音指耶稣在他复活之后告诉玛利亚说，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
And then Matthew chapter 28 verse 18-19, and this is God's command for all of us. Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has given me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the end of the age.
马太福音28:18-20是主耶稣对我们每一个人的呼召。他说耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
My friends, that's our call. We have a special calling in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，那正是我们的呼召，在我们的生命里面有一个很特别的呼召。
The Bible calls God's people the church. What does the word church mean?
在圣经里，神向他的教会发出呼召，那教会是什么呢？
Church means called out.A group of people that are called out from this world to carry God's message to the world.
教会的意思就是被呼召出来，从这个世界里面出来，来地上执行神的旨意。
And that's us. In order for us to experience God's greatness and His blessings in our lives, we must first acknowledge that we are a group of people who are called by God.
那这就是我们的呼召，所以要来经历神这个大而丰富的生命，我们必须要第一件事情就是知道并且接受神在我们生命当中这样一个脱离世界的一个呼召。
The second thing that we must do in order to experience God's blessing is this, by choosing to be a channel of God's blessing.
第二件事情就是选择成为人别人祝福的一个渠道或者是运河。
Look at whatGod said to Abraham, verses 2-3, God says, I will bless you. You will be a blessing. All people on earth will be blessed through you.
所以主对亚伯拉罕说，我要祝福你，你也要成为别人的祝福，地上的万国都要因你得福。
And that's God's message for us as well, that all people will be blessed because of us.
那这也是神对我们的一个呼召，全世界的人要因着我们而蒙福。
That means our families will be blessed. Our family members will be blessed because of us.
意思就是说，你的家人会因着你而蒙福。
For some of us, that's hard to swallow because our family is so broken and dysfunctional.
可能对某些人来说，这样的话是很难接受的，因为你的家庭是一个破碎的家，或者是充满了许多的问题。
Some of us have already given up on our family.
可能有些人已经放弃了他们的家。
God says, "No, no, I am going to bless your family because of you."
但神说不，我要祝福你的家，我要使用你来祝福你的家。
Those of us who go to work, that means.God's going to bless our workplace, our companies, because of us.
那我们这些工作的人呢，意思就是说神要使用你来祝福你的公司。
Someone said, I don't want to bless my boss, he's a jerk.
但是可能有些人说，哦，我很不愿意我的上司蒙福，因为他实在是一个很糟糕的人。
God says, no, I'm going to make you a blessing. Your school, your classroom,All of us, God's we are a blessing. We can become channels of God's blessing.
弟兄姊妹, 无论是你在学校里, 在公司, 神要使用你成为那个祝福的管道。
I like this passage because this passage reminds us that God blesses us when we bless others.
我非常喜欢这段的圣经, 因为它让我们知道说, 神使我们因着祝福别人而蒙福。
And the more we bless others, the more we receive, experience God's blessing.
我们越是使人得祝福, 我们自己就越蒙福。
Look at this verse, Acts 20:35.
我们来看使徒行传20章35节这个章节。
Okay, let's all read together, okay?
一起来读好不好?
It's more blessed to give than to receive. Do you really believe that?
你真的相信这句话吗?
That when we give, that when we bless others, God blesses even more.
当你去祝福别人的时候, 神就真的更多地祝福你吗?
Look at what God said to Abraham in verse 2. God says, I will make your name great and you will be a blessing.
我们看看神对亚伯拉罕是怎么说的。 在第二节他说, 我要使你的名为大, 你也要使别人得福。
Now think about that. Think about the, having a great name. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we secretly desire? Is that we would be great? Is that our name would be great?
想想看, 你的名被传扬, 你的名为大, 是不是你心中, 你心里深处真的很想要的一件事?
I love watching sports when they're interviewing somebody and the people at the back, what do? They know they're on TV, what do?
我很喜欢当有人去访问这些球员啊, 很有名, 很有名的明星。 那些后面的人,
they're like waving, they're doing crazy things to make sure that, or I love going to the stadium when people know they're on the big screen, they jump up and down, yes, they're dancing because they want to be known, isn't it? They want their name great. There's a secret desire in all of us.
你发现这些球迷都在镜头的面前做各式各样的怪的动作，就是让他们自己能够被注意。
But today is, we're looking at chapter 12. But in chapter 11, something happened.
那当我们来读, 创世纪12章的时候, 那我们再回头看11章, 我们发现有一个很奇特的事情发生。
In chapter 11, it's the story of the Tower of Babel.
12章记载亚伯拉罕, 11章记载了一个巴别塔的故事。
And the story is about a group of people, they're planning, they're scheming, they're strategizing to make their name great.
那这个故事是讲到一群的人, 他们在这边计划, 在这边统筹, 一件事情, 要让他们的名为大。
And what happened was God came down, it says, God came down and destroyed their buildings and to just mess up their plans.
但神却下来, 毁坏了他们所有的工程, 搅乱了他们所有的计划。
Right, this verse says, Come, let us build ourselves a city with tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves.
你发现他们说, 来, 我们要建造一座城和一座塔, 塔顶通天, 为要传扬我们的名, 免得我们分散在全地上。
Here's a group of people trying so hard to make themselves great, but God came down and destroyed their plan.
所以这一班人其实是要来传扬他们的名, 使他们的名为大, 可是神却下来搅乱了他们所有的工程跟计划。
But then here was Abraham. He was not trying to do anything. He was just an ordinary man. But God says, I am going to bless you, and I am going to make your name great.
另一方面你却看到这一个很平常的人只不过是在顾自己的事情忽然之间神向他显现跟他说我要使你的名为大。The
moral of the story is that when we decide to live our lives not focusing on ourselves but to focus on others and to allow ourselves to become channels of God's blessing, then God will make our name great.
这个故事给我们的一个学习就是说当我们不再注视自己而是注重别人的时候呢你就会发现说神来使我们成为一个祝福的管道并且使我们的名伟大。
And who is the ultimate example of that?
你会发现你圣经里面有一个最佳的典范。
Someone who became nothing but and became a blessing to others, and God came and exalted him to the highest place.
有一个人为着别人成为无有，所以神来把他高举，使他超过万民之上。
Look at this passage, Philippians 2:9-11.
腓立比书2章9到11节.
Therefore God exalted him, that's Jesus, to the highest place, and gave him the name, that's what we're talking about, the name that is above every name, and that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书2章9到11节说，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。 叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
God's saying, don't focus on yourself. Don't keep building your building and making yourself great. But God says, let me make you great. But you become a blessing, a channel of blessing for me.
神说不要再注视你的自己，不要再注重你的自己，而是要让你自己成为一个祝福的管道，让我来使你的名为大。Lastly,
number three, and I love this point. How can we experience God's greatness and His blessings in our lives? Number three, by stepping out in faith.
我们怎么样能够经历，能够得着这样大而充实的人生呢？第三个步骤就是要跨出信心的一步。Verse
1, the Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. So Abraham went as the Lord had told him.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开你的本族、本地、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
Look at verse 1 carefully. It says God did not show him where he would go.
如果你仔细读第一节，你就会发现神从来没有告诉亚伯拉罕说他要他往哪里去。
God says, leave everything and go to a place that you do not know about.
神跟他说，你就离开这一切。 然后要去一个你不知道你位一个未知之地。
Hebrews 11:8 it says, by faith Abraham, when called to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obey and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
在希伯来书11章8节记载着，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。
Abraham had no idea where God was calling him to, but it says he obeyed and he went.
亚伯拉罕虽然不知道神到底要呼召他往哪儿去，但是他却遵命并且出去。
And that step of faith, those steps are called steps of faith, believing what you cannot see.
他所跨出的一步就是信心的一步，虽然他的眼睛还未曾看见。
And that's what's so beautiful about, I believe, about Abraham's faith is that he obeyed, he went, he left without knowing where he was going.
我认为亚伯拉罕的故事最美的地方就是虽然他不知道他要往哪里去，虽然他不知道许多的事情，但是他却遵命并且出去。
And this passage is a contrast between the things that are known to Abraham and the things that were unknown to Abraham.
Verse
Listen carefully. God says, verse 1, leave your country, Abraham. Okay, fine.
所以当亚伯拉罕神跟他说, 离开你的本地,
leave your people. Okay, got it.
离开你的本族, 他都说, 好, 没问题。
Leave your father's household. Alright, I can do that.
离开你的父家, 好, 这也没问题。
And then God says, go to a place I will show you. Abraham's like, wait a minute, I don't know anything about that.
可是神接下来却说, 往我所要指示你的地去。 亚伯拉罕就觉得很纳闷, 什么? 不知道我们要往哪里去。
Do you see how faith calls us to exchange the known, the things that are known and familiar to us, with things that are totally unknown to us?
你们发现信心常常要求我们用已知来换取未知。
And that's a pattern in Abraham's life. God kept on coming to Abraham and calling him to places where he did not know, and Abraham kept trusting God.
这不就是亚伯拉罕生命的写照吗? 神不断地来呼召他, 他就不断地跟随遵命出去。
Think about Abraham. God says, leave your country, your familiar surrounding, and go.
当神说, 亚伯拉罕离开你的本地本族父家, 然后这一些你已经知道已经熟悉的环境, 然后去。
Abraham says, where?
亚伯拉罕就说, 去哪儿啊?
God says, I will show you.
然后神跟他说, 我会指示你。
Then when he was old, God says, I am going to give you a child.
然后神跟他说, 我要给你一个儿子。
Abraham says, but how?
但是亚伯拉罕说, 怎么可能呢?
God says, I will show you.
那神就跟他说, 我会指示你。
When Isaac was born, his precious son, God says, go up to Mount Moriah and offer up your only son to me.
那当, 以撒给了他并且成人之后呢, 神说你去摩利山上, 把他你所爱的儿子献给我。
Abraham says, but why?
那亚伯拉罕说, 为什么呢?
God says, I will show you.
神跟他说, 我会指示你。
I will provide for you.
我会为你有所预备。
By the way, we name our fifth daughter Moriah.
我的第五个女儿叫做摩利。
Not Moriah, right?
摩利亚，对不起。
See, we did not name her until like a month later after she was born.
那我们并没有给他马上就取名，而是他生之后一个月。
Now you have to imagine all this time, right? People, everybody at church, they were giving us suggestions because they knew that we didn't have a name for our baby.
因为想象说，在这一个月当中，教会有许多的弟兄姊妹好心的给我们一些建议，因为他知道我们还没有为他命名。
And they were all good names, but they just did not click.
但是这所有好的建议，我们里面都没有觉得这就是。
But then when we came across this name, Moriah, there it was. We decided on this name. See, just as God gave Abraham and Sarah a child at their old age, God gave us a child at our old age.
就像神给亚伯拉罕跟撒拉在年老的时候，一个孩子，神也给我跟我的妻子，在我们稍年纪稍长的时候，一个孩子。Just
as God called Abraham to offer up Isaac back to him, it was a reminder that Isaac came from God. It was a reminder, it's a reminder for us that this child is a blessing from God, and it's from God. It belongs, this child, she belongs to God.
就像亚伯拉罕神的亚伯拉罕让他献以撒的这一个要求，为的是要提醒他说，这一个孩子是从神而来，并且属于神。同样的，我们这第五个女儿也是从神而来，并且属于神。
And remember Isaac and Abraham, they were walking up towards Mount Moriah, and Isaac turned to his father, Abraham, and he asked him, Father, here's the wood, here's the fire, but where is the lamb?
所以你记得说，当以撒跟着他父亲往摩利亚山上去的时候，他就问他父亲：“父啊，父亲啊，这个献祭的柴跟火都有，但祭物在哪里呢？”
What would you say if you were Abraham?
如果你是亚伯拉罕，你会怎么回答？
Abraham said, "God Himself will provide."
亚伯拉罕说。神自有预备。
That's a man of faith.
这就是一个有信心的人。
He did not know, did he? He did not know, but he said, God Himself will provide.
虽然他自己并不清楚，但是他却深信说神一定会预备。
Just as God provided for Abraham on Mount Moriah, it's a reminder for my wife and I that God will provide for us.Our energy, time, resources to raise up this child according to his ways.
就像摩利亚山提醒了亚伯拉罕，神会预备。同样的，神也提醒了我跟我的妻子说，我们在教养跟牧养这个孩子所有的需要，无论是时间、体力、金钱上一切的需要。主都会预备，使我们可以照着神的心意来养这个孩子。
See, that's Abraham's example for us. Example of faith, how he kept obeying God, how he kept trusting God, and God blessed him and blessed people around him through Abraham.
这就是亚伯拉罕一生的写照，也是他留下一个很好的典范。他不断的信靠神，不断的遵命，然后神就使他成为一个多人的祝福。
My friends, all of us are traveling on this road up to Mount Moriah.
弟兄姊妹，我们只不过是像一群像摩利亚山上奔走的人。
It's a journey of faith.
是一个信心的旅程。
But it's a choice for us. We need to decide: Are we going to obey God? Are we going to trust God or not?
我们每一个人都需要做一个决定，我们愿不愿来信靠神，愿不愿意来顺服神。
Now all of us are facing different things, different challenges in our lives, and I want to point out something here.
可能我们许多不同，我们都在面对不同的环境，不同的挑战。我实在想要跟弟兄姊妹有一个提醒。
Abraham went out not knowing somethingBut he knew something.
当亚伯罕遵命出去的时候，虽然他并不是那么清楚，但在他心的深处却有一个很确知的事情。
Abraham went out not knowing where he was going, but he knew who was going with him.
虽然他不知道他要往哪儿去，但他却知道谁与他同行。
Today.We may not know what life will be like. We may not know where God is taking us, but we know that God is going with us.
今天我们也许不知道我们要往哪儿去，我们的将来会是怎么样，但是我们却可以深信神与我们同去。
And there's no better place to be than to be in the center of God's will.
世界上再也没有其他的地方，任何的地方比住在神的旨意的里面更稳妥了。
And as God's people, as God's people of faith, let's say yes to God. Let's keep obeying God. Let's keep going.
身为神的子民，让我们一起跟神说：神，我们要来信靠你，我们要来顺服你。
Lastly, let me leave you Billy Graham a quote from Billy Graham. He says, "The callings of God."Never leave a man where they find him. For to stay where he is, after God has bidden him to move on, is in itself a backward movement, though he takes no actual step.
葛培里牧师说了这样一句话，他说，神的呼召永远不会把一个人留在原地。那这一个人即使没有跨出任何的一步，他不动，其实他已经等于他退后了。
Our job is to keep following God, and that means we need to keep moving, keep following, keep obeying.
我们的工作，我们的责任就是不断的顺服，不断的往前，不断的往前。
I hope that this is a challenge for us individually and for us as a church. I hope that true light will not go backwards, but that true light will follow God and go forward.
我希望这是神对我们个人也是对整个教会的一个呼召，真光不会退后，但是真光会是一个往前的教会，是一个不断往前的教会。
May all of us trust God and obey God's calling in our lives.
让我们一起来信靠神，并且遵照他的旨意在我们的生命当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's respond to God by singing this simple hymn, Trust and Obey.
我们一起来对神一个呼召的一个回应，我们来唱这首诗歌，信而顺服。Let's
all stand.
我们一起来起立来唱。
Just the first two verses.
我们只唱第一句，第二节。